the hidden node. It is August the 5th. That would make it the 6th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Hi, everybody. Did I say 5th? 6th episode of Dog Days of Podcasting. Shoot, now I don't remember. I don't want to go back and check. So, okay. Well, looking at... Because I'm heading straight to the theme today, because nothing really happened. Looking at the theme for today we are covering role-playing games. So this is a little bit of a diversion from the virtual world concepts. It ties in because, as I said yesterday, a lot of what I've played over the years has been in some shape or form a connection through role-playing. It's led me through various communities over the years, and I'll talk about those as you know things are coming up. Let me see when that ties in really closely. Right around the 14th and 15th, so a few days away, and this will tie in. Don't worry, I'm getting there. It's still, kid area. So, while in video game land we had experience role-playing games prior to tabletop games, most of them were, poorly developed. Final Fantasy 1, games like that. Simple quests with not really much freeform. We had played, plenty of different tabletop games, but we were never really exposed to role-playing games until the summer of 1992. By then, my dad was dating my soon-to-be stepmom, and she worked as part of the Sparkle program for the University of New Orleans. Now, the first year we went, all four of us, me and my three brothers, we all went. It was a summer program for kids to encourage them to have different activities, different creative pursuits, that type of thing. I went for a couple years. It was kind of had a limited age range, and my oldest brother, he only went for 1 year because he was right at the edge of that age range. And I'll get to what he did in a second because it ties in role-playing. But I just do want to talk about the Sparkle program. I don't know if they still run it at UNO, but if they do, it was a wonderful program. It got me into papier-mâché as a fun hobby. Haven't done it in a while. I would actually like to do it again soon. Can't think about that one. Had some cool concepts in terms of... I remember my first class, and it was a summer spending with Lego and Lego Technic. It was awesome. Anyway, so... I'm getting way off topic here. So my brother Lyle. Okay. So he takes a class on role-playing games. I don't remember who sparked it. I want to think that my stepmom, my former stepmom now, that she encouraged Lyle to go that route. I remember correctly, one of her good friends ran the class. Now, he didn't run D&D. He ran a kind of a custom role-playing game that, just kind of laid a couple things out, a couple things of interest in terms of, concepts that they played. And as this was, I don't remember if we went every week or if we went a couple times a week. I want to say we went a couple times a week. And they played a session every single time they went. So, it was a good 2 to 4 hour session each time. So, they got through a pretty good campaign. But it instilled in my older brother an interest in role-playing games. And at the last week of Sparkle, as everything was kind of running down, we ended up picking up the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition Starter Box. It had, a nice map, a lot of little paper kind of figurines for monsters and doors for the dungeon, a couple of plastic figurines. We also picked up a set of metal figurines. I want to say we picked up the Heroes of the Lance one later, but we picked up just kind of a generic set of heroes at first. I don't remember if Lyle started reading the Dragonlance books before we got into D&D, or after, but I do know very shortly after we got the set, we eventually picked up the Heroes of the Lance pewter figurine set. Never did paint them, but they were pretty common figures for our games, you know, once we pick them up. We pretty much always use those as the player characters and stuck the plastic ones into the realms of NPC territory. And so, those months of playing D&D, it was pretty much just strictly with my brothers for quite some time, were the only people I role-played with. Mostly D&D. For the longest time, it was Lyle who ran things, if I remember correctly. I don't remember when I first started to run games. I don't remember if I did that with my brothers first or not. I do remember that by 93, I had picked up the Shadowrun novels from the video game, and then later the Shadowrun role-playing game book. I do remember that I read through the second edition Shadowrun manual in one day in a single sitting. That was a pretty big manual, so, you know, 10-year-old me reading that was a pretty good accomplishment. But I was hooked from that point. Now, to be fair, I never really had a chance to play Shadowrun with my brothers for quite some time. It was not a game they were super interested in. They wanted to play D&D when they did want to roleplay. So it wouldn't be until sometime in maybe 98, 99, right around the time I think 3rd edition was coming out for Shadowrun, that I'd actually get a chance to play with other people. It ended up being my brother Dave's friend Nick and another friend of his. And that was the first time I actually really ran a game outside of D&D. So where am I going with this? So, how this ties into things is role-playing games have always kind of been a door opener for me. It's been pretty much the biggest catalyst in terms of finding new people for the communities I joined. People who had a mindset of playing with a certain worldview. And this pretty much covers everything, even the people with the action game communities I joined. For the most part, a lot of them were tied into the concept of role-playing. I mean, you know, 2003, 2004, when I played the Specialist role-playing game, right there inside of role-playing, ended up meeting some of my longest-term friends through people I met in the Specialist. When I joined Tactical Gamer back in 2006, all those people were doing a way of role-playing themselves where they decided to role-play the games out as serious rather than, you know, simply kiddified. You know, even my best friend I met through Champions Online, through roleplay. It's been the kind of long tail of my life is tied to role-playing games. In fact, it's a little bit just, I don't know, I'm sorry that train of thought kind of trailed off there. But it's one of those things that just has bound me to so many things in the rest of my life. In fact, well, if you think about it, and I'll be covering this more when I get to that episode, but role-playing was one of the reasons I went into Second Life. And through Second Life is how I met my wife. And how I ended up in Florida, and how I met podcasting, which eventually led me here. So, it's not a direct straight line, but you can see where the points of data connect. Where the fact that I roleplayed is a major reason I'm sitting where I'm sitting. That I have the connections to the people I have connections to. So, sorry, I'm getting a little lost in thought, thinking about it. But it all ties together. The role-playing, the gaming. It ties together to continue me on the path that leads me here. And I think I think that's where I'm going to leave this episode. The next couple of episodes shouldn't be so heavy. We're going to head back to the PC on the 6th, and then back to the Nintendo on the 7th, the N64. So, for now, this has been the Hidden Node. I hope you guys have had a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.